thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the urban sports scene.
Yeah, you're listening to the urban sports scene. I'm Wally, waiting on my co-host Will T. Ray's out. But yeah, man, exciting times. We're in March, man. This is the best time of the year in sports. The best time. College basketball, NCAA tournament. Doesn't get any better. This show is going to be featured. This show is going to feature March Madness throughout. We're going to break down our bracket. Like, we're going to do a team NCAA bracket here on it for the urban sports scene. And also, obviously, there's a lot going on in the NFL free agency period. The Washington Redskins lost a bunch of good players. They lost Kirk Cousins, they've already lost Kirk Cousins due to the Alex Smith trade, but they lost Kirk Cousins officially. He's now a Minnesota Viking, a 3-year deal, $84 million, guaranteed money. Folks will say that Kirk Cousins changed the game. Like, really? You ever heard of our email address back in the day? It was changed the game. Well, Kirk Cousins changed the game. Hands down, we're talking about a guy that's now getting guaranteed money. Show, what did Randy Moss say? Straight cash, homie? That's what Kirk Cousins is getting. Straight cash, homie. All right. Bashard Breeland, Redskins standout cornerback. I call him a standout. A lot of people hate on Bashard Breeland, but now he's a Carolina Panther. How do I feel about that, knowing that he was one of my favorite cornerbacks in D.C.? A lot of people, again, or, you know, gravitate to Josh Norman, and deservedly so. You know, you heard people who favorite Dunbar or whatnot. But I feel like in Carolina with that scheme, Bashard Breeland will get the opportunity to show out and show folks, you know, how talented he is. The Washington Redskins also, you know, word is that it looks like they're going to lose Zach Brown, inside linebacker for the Washington Redskins, who played last season, led for most of the season, led the league in tackles. Now it looks like the team won't re-sign him. And I've always, and this is my thing about it. And again, I know I'm going on a diatribe and whatnot, but my thing has always been that when you have solid players, good players, re-sign them. You know, I don't get why in this situation, looking at somebody like a Zach Brown, you decide to keep Mason Foster. And sure, he's cheaper, but he's not an impact player. Zach Brown is more of an impact player. We saw the Washington Redskins. We saw how they looked without a fast sideline to sideline inside linebacker. This team defensively was porous. Now you saw the ability of a sideline to sideline inside linebacker create plays. The game that comes to mind is when the Redskins played the Seattle Seahawks. No one gave him a chance to win that game, and Zach Brown showed out, had a bunch of tackles, and you can say, and looking at that game, you would say, you know what, this is a standout inside linebacker. But again, they can't hear you. When you're late, they can't hear you.
I wouldn't say that.
No, I mean, I'm going on a diatribe. You know, he's a standout inside linebacker for this team. For this team, he was. But anyway, it's not part of the topic, but I just wanted to talk about, good God, you come in here dropping stuff, bro?
No.
Come on, get it together.
Anything. Dude, you had the microphone stand was not set up properly.
Oh, good. I feel you. Blame the producer. That's what's going on in the streets. Folks, blame the producer. You know what I mean? I got it all situated for you right there. I even had your outline right there. And this who I'm talking to right now is Will T.
You're not talking to Ray, because Ray never showed up.
I told the folks Ray isn't here. I told the folks that.
Okay. You know, I mean, they didn't have to.
They should already know.
They already know.
They
that.
Should already know, right? Because it's the norm, right?
Absolutely.
All right, Will T. How do we usually do things, man?
Let's get into our tradition, the pregame.
All right, here are our topics. We will fill out our March Madness bracket. At 8:30, we'll talk about the defensive free agents that the Redskins should make a play for, and also the signing of Kirk Cousins to the Minnesota Vikings. And finally, at 8:50, we'll see which player will go hard in the paint during the NCAA tournament. So first, like I promised, we will go through our bracket. We will do this like we did last year, right?
Well, yeah, I think it's a little different because last year we did like our own like special the day of that Thursday.
You're right. It was a special.
Yeah.
It won't be a special though this time.
It won't. I think that's kind of, don't you think, I think we should do it around like conversation or something. That's just going through and picking the brackets. That doesn't make for very interesting.
We could do both though.
Radio.
We could do both.
Man, we'll have a conversation. Yeah, we'll talk and then we'll.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll make picks. Both. Okay,
so
man.
We could talk about games and then just go ahead and just label it out.
Nah, we're not going to talk about games. We're just going to talk about random stuff.
Oh. We're talking about random stuff within the tournament?
No, I mean just in life in general.
We can do both.
All right, man. Let's have some fun.
Oh, have fun, man. Look, I'm all about fun. I'm all about fun. So what random stuff you want to talk about? Are you going to bring out random stuff?
No. One question for you.
Who's
the best in your lifetime?
Okay.
Since you've been a fan, who's the best college basketball player you remember seeing?
Good question. The most game-changing college basketball player?
The best player.
The best player in my lifetime.
Regardless of how their career turned out in the NBA.
This is going to be different because obviously it goes hand in hand because I'm a fan of a team, right? Like the Hoyas. I grew up watching the Hoyas.
You're a Hoyas fan, but like since you, Waliola, have migrated to this country.
I've always been this country.
Exactly. That's exactly. You just proved my point, which makes you a imitation Nigerian.
I'm not an imitation at all. I'm the real deal. You know what I mean? I am T'Challa. And the rest of you suckers are killmongers. I would say Allen Iverson. That would have.
That's the best. College basketball.
No, I'm going to be honest. You said it within college, right?
Yes.
Christian Laettner.
Yeah, I had a.
Christian Laettner.
A toss up for me. Like, because I thought about the question on the way over here. Mm-hmm. It's either Christian Laettner or, and I know he only played one season, but that one season he made his team so dominant, Anthony Davis.
Yeah, I like Anthony Davis. It's just that. Anthony Davis is a solid player, obviously. He's a solid player.
Yeah, I mean, Christian Laettner has a greater track record because he was there for, what, 3 or 4 years?
Yeah, just that he dominated those three years.
Yeah.
But Anthony Davis had 1 year.
And that shot. Yeah,
he had one year.
But think about it, though. Anthony Davis, that 1 year.
What's special?
Like, he totally changed the field. There was no one. Like, you knew when you saw that Kentucky team, no one in college basketball was beating
that
Kentucky team.
Yeah, but that was more than him, though. Like,
It was more than him, but you could definitely say he was the catalyst for it.
Yeah, I agree. All right, give me Virginia, UMBC. I'll let you pick that one first.
Virginia.
All right, Virginia. We'll go Virginia. All right, but, okay, it's a good question. So, all right, then who's the most transcendent college basketball player, then? That you've ever seen.
Most transcendent. Define transcendent in your opinion. Like
a guy that just brought that would be easier. Because that may be a whole team. You know what I mean?
The Fab Five.
We'd probably be more the most transcendent.
Fab Five, the Fab Five Michigan team. That was probably the most that team was a culture shock to college basketball.
I would say, actually one of the more impressive college basketball players that I've seen, and you can even tell Ray this. And I'll keep it true and true. I thought Steph Curry was one of the more impressive college basketball players I've ever seen. Yeah. You asked Ray. Once I saw him against Georgetown, when he upset Georgetown, Davis, mm-hmm. I'm not going to put it on Davis.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Once I saw him for the first time, because you see me watching games. I'm fan first. I hate the opposition. I'm fan first. I ended up cheering, like not cheering for him to win. But I was like, every shot, I was just impressed. It went from hatred, because I did hate him at the time. It went from hatred to a point of, you can't be this good. Like, you can't be this good. Like, you can't have, you can't have this type of range. You can't have this J as a college kid. Like, you're shooting NBA threes easy. Because back then, it seems like eons ago, but even back then, kids weren't shooting the NBA three. Steph was shooting the NBA three and some at Davidson. Like, he was doing what he's doing now.
All right, you make next pick.
Next pick, my bad. Creighton, Kansas State, I'm going to go with Kansas State. But, yeah, you know what I mean?
Okay, next question.
Go ahead.
Are you as excited for Avengers Infinity War as you were for Black Panther?
No, I like Black Panther. I was way more excited than Black Panther.
Really?
Avengers, yeah. I'm a DC comic dude anyway.
Those DC movies are garbage.
To you it is. To me it are.
Are you serious?
I love Justice League.
Okay, what's the next
Kentucky Davidson.
Kentucky.
Yeah, I'm dead serious. How can you not like DC?
The imagery, the storyline is garbage.
No, it's not. Storyline isn't garbage, but this is what I will say that Marvel does better than DC. So my bad. It's Arizona Buffalo.
Your turn.
It's my turn? Oh, sorry. Arizona Buffalo. Give me Arizona. Okay. Obviously Arizona. I'm not fooling with no Buffalo. But what Marvel does better than DC is that they create a storyline within the individuals better. Like, for instance,
they humanize.
Well, not even characters. That. Oh, okay. So in Justice League, you saw Justice League?
Yes, I saw.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So did you see it?
Well, no, that's a movie I caught at the matinee, because, you know me, I go to the movies thing, Saturday, Sunday morning when it's $5.
I'm about the life of not seeing folks, period. But Miami versus Loyola Chicago.
Miami's a great team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with Miami.
Miami. For me, the reason, like, Marvel, like, you didn't get, like, Aquaman. There wasn't an Aquaman movie. It was just Justice League. You get what I'm saying? Like, in Avengers, they set it up. Like they said, you had to wait for anticipation for it. Tennessee, Wright State. I'm going Tennessee. Wright State, no.
Thanks
Tennessee.
For taking my pick, Wally.
That was your pick. You picked Miami.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Come on, bro.
Okay.
Get sticking order, man. We're getting conversation. Right. We good, bro. Okay. Come on. All right.
So you're saying they did a bit. Yes. Marvel did a great job of setting up the individual stories and humanizing and develop all of the characters. But you can't tell me the cinematography in those DC movies versus the Marvel movies are just as good. Man. It is trash.
Man.
It's so much CGI.
Wonder Woman was unbelievable. Wonder Woman would probably
be only out of all of the DC movies that they got by itself.
Superman was good by itself. It was good by itself. I'm not talking about Superman. It was good. You know what I'm saying? It was good. Nevada versus Texas.
Oh, Texas.
Shaka. Not Shaba. Shaka. Cincinnati versus Georgia State. I'm going Cincinnati with that one. Okay, next question. Let's see. Sports related.
You're Thursday and Friday. This is a national holiday.
Yeah, exactly. So
people who follow the show, who've been with us from the start, or even who tune in around this time, know that it's a national holiday for you.
Yeah, know about my life. They should know about my life. It's real.
What's your favorite appetizer or snack to get the day started? On that Thursday, Friday,
snack?
To watch the game.
I don't really get it. Oh, to watch the game? This is crazy.
What's your favorite snack?
This is crazy. You know what I mean? This varies. Obviously, my favorite snack, the appetizer, like getting wings and stuff, right?
Absolutely.
You want jazz?
What's favorite flavor?
Tiger wings.
Okay.
You know,
I knew that, people know that.
They probably never heard of Tiger wings outside of the place that we go to. But since they Asian style wings, put it that way, with a little Asian spice, Asian kick to it. It's your turn. Xavier versus the 16th seed, NC, playing game versus Texas Southern. Xavier.
So let me ask you. Are you a double fried guy?
You already know this, dude. I'm not a double fried guy. It's that fat boy crap. Double fried guy. My man, are you a double fried guy?
I knew the answer to the question, but I was just curious.
My man. All right, Missouri versus Florida State. Michael Porter in this name, bro.
I'm going with Missouri.
This is my pick.
Well, it's your pick.
Sorry, I'm going Missouri. So we're good.
Yeah.
Dark skinned people think the same anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to put out that colorism type thing for people to understand.
It,
you know what I'm saying? People don't understand that. It exists, all right? It exists. Stereotypes are amazing. But see, how about yourself? Do you take those 2 days off at all?
No.
Have you ever?
No.
I don't think you have. Exactly.
I'm not really a guy that's going to take those two days off, usually – when I'm at work, I have like two or three screens.
Okay. I got two screens. I have three, too. I have three screens, actually.
So two or three screens. So one screen is dedicated towards basketball.
I respect this.
Why use my personal time when I can use the company's time, do my work? I can multitask.
That's my issue. My issue is that I'm overly distracted.
I can lock in and focus on anything.
I focus on the wrong. My problem is I focus on the wrong thing.
Okay.
That's my issue. Ohio State, South Dakota State.
Is it me?
Yes, your pick. I picked Missouri.
Ohio State.
All right. We'll tell Ohio State. Team Ohio State.
See, the thing with me is, since I'm great at planning, since I know that the tournament's coming up, right? So that week that, so let's say this week, starting that Monday, I would knock out everything that is mission critical, that requires a lot of laser focus.
You play
like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday, first thing in the morning, anything that's really strenuous or or takes a lot of my time or that I need to focus, it'll be done.
Yeah, and I just feel like
12 o'clock, I watch basketball.
I just feel like it's the laziest time for any worker within any job.
Well, yeah, they say it's the least productive time of these next two days. They say it's like $2 billion worth of lost production across the workforce.
No, I agree. I believe it. And right now we're in the West bracket. I didn't mention what bracket we are, but we're in the West bracket. 4Z Gonzaga versus UNC. This is my pick. UNC Greensboro. I'm going to pick Gonzaga. They're the 4 seed. Pick a couple of these real quick. Gonzaga. Houston versus San Diego State. 6 versus 11.
I'm going with Houston.
Will too.
So you said you're a wing guy. You nachos? No nachos at all?
I don't like nachos.
Really?
I mean, I like nachos, but I try to stay away from nachos.
Why?
Dieting and stuff. You know how I am. You know about this lifestyle. Man,
it's not.
But do I like nachos?
Wings. If you're going to have
wings. But see, I don't need nachos. If I got wings, I'm good. I've never been like that. I may do nachos and not wings, though. It's going to be one or the other. It won't be both. Okay. It would be one or the other. You know what I mean? So what kind of bars do you like going to? The big ass bars that everybody like with multiple TVs and crap?
Yeah, I'm a guy that, well, yeah.
So since the NCAA, since they've changed the whole configuration of watching.
See, I was just about to say, since it's different, like when they kind of really stagger the times. I guess I could say when I was younger, like early 20s.
Yeah, we were younger. we say that now, too.
Yeah. back then, I really liked the big sports bar atmosphere with the multiple screens. Now, I can pretty much lock in on which game that I'm really interested in. Like, I'm not interested in seeing every game.
Yeah.
You know, like 1 versus 16, really not interested in seeing that.
It's got to be an alert. Like, I have to figure it out. It has to be like a big game. Michigan, Montana. This is my pick. Michigan.
You know what? I like doing this like this.
It's cool, man.
It's kind of fun. I think we can do the whole show, talk about what happened in NFL free agency and all that stuff during, like, just picking a tournament and just talking.
We talk about free agency and just talking.
Okay.
Yeah, we do both. That's, as long as we breaking in, we can definitely do both. And we just take, I know. Let's wrap this up before we go to break. Texas A&M, Providence. 7 seed is Texas A&M, Providence is the 10th seed.
This is my first upset.
Is it really an upset? Providence?
Yeah, going with Providence.
That's not really a big upset. Providence is nothing special. I think I picked Texas A&M in my other bracket, matter of fact. North Carolina and Lincecum. This is me. Carolina. Why act like I was thinking about this crap?
Exactly.
All right, about to go to break. We get back from break. We'll finish up our bracket. And also, we'll talk NFL free agency.
Yeah.
You want to do that?
I actually have a question about you about free agency.
All right. You're listening to the Urban Sports Thing.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
You want to go to the national championship? It starts today.
The ball is cheap. And there you are. You're running for your life. Star in all the years, no one knows just how hard you work. But now it's your
moment. That's right. That's one shining moment. Will T isn't a big fan of it. Anyway, you are listening to the Urban Sports Thing with myself, Wally. Will T. Ray is out.
As usual.
I know. Why you ain't a fan of one shining moment?
It's not that I'm a fan, not necessarily a fan. We've been doing this show for
a number of years.
Nine years. It'll be 9 years. What'll
be 9 years?
May.
That's right. Wow.
It'll be 9 years in May.
Real people do real things.
Every year at around this time, you go
one shining moment, man.
A little bit too overboard with one shining moment.
Just sometimes you just want to picture yourself.
Cutting down the nets. I can dig it. I can dig it, man.
You know what I mean?
All right, let's get a couple picks and then we'll finish talking.
All right, cool. All right. In the East region, Villanova versus the 16 seed, either Radford or...
Come on, give me Villanova.
We'll see. Nova.
Let me ask you this.
All right, go ahead. Ask the question you want to ask for a break.
Yeah.
All right.
Free agency.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess maybe because I don't have a team anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Do you as a fan get as excited for free agency? You know, like, get that much into it to the point where, because I think ESPN's having a 4-hour special.
Oh, I wouldn't know about that. I don't watch that much TV anymore.
On free agency.
Mm-hmm.
I heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
Would you actually invest 4 hours or time, significant time, like watching that?
Not that, but you know, the blessing of Twitter, you get to see Adam Schefter and all the mother cats tweet every little thing, every freaking second about anything that goes on. Virginia Tech versus Alabama, 8-9 seed.
It's on me.
I'm sorry. Give me Alabama.
Colin Sexton. I was going to pick him for hard in the paint, but he's been on the run. But
he a beast.
Yeah.
But for me, I get excited for free agency because it's an opportunity for your team to improve. And there's so many good, especially nowadays in the NFL, there's so many good players out there that you can pick up, and they can pretty much, if you pick a couple of the free agents, that can improve your team, a la what the Giants did a couple years ago to improve their defense and made their defense a good defense. So for me, when I look at free agency, I get excited because you can improve your team. The fifth seed, West Virginia versus Murray State.
Oh, I like that West Virginia team.
You do? Me too.
West Virginia.
No, West Virginia.
Well, for me, it's a little bit different. One, I don't have a team anymore per se, mm-hmm. but I think football free agency is different because mm-hmm. guys are just a piece to a puzzle.
Agreed.
In the NBA, like, one major free agent signing can shift the whole power
mm-hmm.
of one team, mm-hmm. you know, and maybe two or three signings shift the whole power to a certain conference or trade.
Yeah, agreed.
So for me, I don't necessarily get too excited about it
mm-hmm.
When it comes to the NFL free agency because guys are just a piece here, a piece there. And I can't remember the last time that one guy has shifted the power.
Reggie White back in the day for Green Bay.
Yeah, but did he immediately shift the power like that next season?
They were
Super Bowl winner the next season.
He made them. He put them to the table.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. I was just thinking about that on the way over here.
Wichita State, Marshall. This is my pick, right?
Yeah.
Wichita State.
Oh, you went safe.
I like Wichita State though.
Yeah.
That coach is too. He's too awesome.
Yeah,
he's too awesome.
He is. Greg Marshall.
Marshall. Mm-hmm. Florida versus either UCLA or St. Bonaventure.
Going with Florida.
Florida. But so, which one of the free agent signings were you impressed with?
Oh, you know who I was impressed with the most?
Who?
Sam Bradford. He's still getting paid.
Ain't he though? It's always going to be.
Look, Sam Bradford stays winning.
He always. And there's always going to be a market for him because regardless of injuries, the skill is there. People see skill.
Think about it. Sam Bradford was like one of the last first overall picks during that big mega contract.
When you get paid rookies.
And then he went to
Philly?
Yeah, went to Philly.
Phily.
And got paid.
Now he's in Minnesota.
Then he went to Minnesota. Got paid.
Arizona.
Arizona is getting paid.
Yeah. And it's a 1-year deal, right?
I think it's with a team option for a second.
If he plays well, he can get paid again.
Yeah.
That's actually who I wanted the Redskins to get with Sam Bradford.
How do you feel about your boy leaving and going to Carolina?
I was talking about it. Good move for him. in terms of financially speaking, I think it was a good move for the Redskins because you got so many other younger cornerbacks that you don't draft a Fabian Monroe and just have him sit there. Obviously, you envision him in one day being a starter. Dunbar got the extension. Dunbar showed promise. So and how I looked at it was like, okay, in terms of the money, it's smart. It's a good business move to have Breshad Breeland walk. Texas Tech versus SF Austin.
I'm gonna go with Texas Tech.
Texas Tech. So I thought it was a good move for. I mean, the Reds letting him go. It had to happen. And for Breeland, I think it's a good fit. I think it's a very good fit for him going to Carolina. We saw how Norman played in that system. I think the system is beneficial for Breeland, and they'll have a good pass rush to kind of help him out in terms of his clock. In terms of, okay, well, I can break on this pass and whatnot. Arkansas versus Butler. This is my pick. I will go with Butler. That's the upset. I guess that's the upset. Will T says the upset. That's the upset.
Yeah, you know the formula is you have to pick a 12 beating a 5.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
And I think
crap.
It's a 10 beating a 7, defeating a 7.
Yeah, I don't believe in that. Correct. Teddy Bridgewater plans to sign a 1-year deal with the Jets.
That's good for Teddy B.
Teddy B, 1-year deal. All right, Purdue versus
Purdue
versus – you got Purdue? Not wasting any time. All right.
How do you feel about the Richardson signing?
I'm not a fan of it. You want a question? I might know why.
Why?
All right, answer this question for me. We talked about this dude last week. Is Richardson better than Terrell Pryor?
I don't think there's a large enough sample size for you to definitively say he's better than Terrell Pryor.
He got the start last season. He got the start alongside Baldwin.
Mm-hmm.
700 yards, right? The year, healthy full season with Pryor being the number one, not number two, the number one, meaning he's going to get the number one DBs and whatnot, was over 1,000 yards.
Yeah, look.
My question is, he was more expensive than Terrell Pryor, obviously, for obvious reasons, because Terrell Pryor had a down year. But is he better than Terrell Pryor?
Yeah, that's a very fair question. I think we debated, we talked about this a couple weeks back. I think, like I told you, 6'5", 4'4", those are characteristic or physical traits that are hard to duplicate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why you wouldn't bring him back on the cheap.
On the cheap, he's not expensive. That's the question. Let's race through this real quick because the break is coming up. Kansas versus
Penn. We're in the Midwest bracket, correct?
The Midwest bracket, exactly. Number one seed, Kansas versus Penn?
Kansas.
All right, Kansas. Oh, that's just my pick, right? It was my pick. All right, Kansas, because you picked Purdue, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, this will be your pick. I pick Kansas anyway. Seton Hall versus NC State?
NC State.
All right, NC State. All right, Clemson versus New Mexico State 5-12 seed. I'm going Clemson. I don't believe in that. I told you I don't believe in the whole.
You don't believe in the 12-5?
No. Why would I believe in that?
12-5, 10-7 theory?
No, I don't believe in none of that crap. I believe in the best team. That's what I believe. That's what I believe in. Auburn versus Charleston.
Go for the glory. Give me Charleston.
Okay, so that's what's up, man. All right. TCU versus Arizona State or Syracuse. I'm going with TCU. I watch TCU play. They look good. Jamie Dixon can coach. Michigan State versus Bucknell.
Oh, Michigan State.
Michigan State. Rhode Island versus Oklahoma. For only TV purposes, I'm going with Oklahoma. Trey Young.
Oh, absolutely.
I need this. I need the second round.
CBS, TNT, they need it also.
They need it. Duke versus Iona, 215 seed.
Duke.
All right, Duke.
Listen.
They need this.
What that Duke Oklahoma would be would that be a Saturday or
that should be
Sunday game?
If they play, excuse me. The 15th is a Thursday game. That's a Saturday game.
Yeah, so yeah, that would be a Saturday primetime game.
Oh, they need
Trae Young versus
They need it, man. Duke. They need it. It's about time. We're going to take a break from doing our picks. We're going to go talk about the Washington Redskins. The Redskins, which defensive player should they target in free agency? You're listening to Urban Sports Play.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces. I got hustle, though, ambition flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, this born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, which yells you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your head. This that puts the kids to bed. This that I got realness. I just kill shit, cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil, that
trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again, like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound the engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tire skirt the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use it, use it, use it. Put your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitch, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, burn on side a jellyfish I gauge. See my pedigree, most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I've been through probably offend you, this is Barla's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead, redemption, scholars, fathers.
You're listening to the Urban Sports Show. Myself, Wally, Will T, Ray is out. Will T, as usual, right?
As usual, of course.
All right. Before we talk about the Redskins' defensive targets via free agency, let's talk about Kirk Cousins going to the Minnesota Vikings. He's getting 3 year. He has a 3 year deal, $84 million guaranteed. $84 million guaranteed. Kirk Cousins is changing the game. What are your thoughts about the deal?
Not only is the $84 million guaranteed, that $84 million represents the whole contract.
The whole contract.
So it's a fully guaranteed contract. Fully. Not only is it fully guaranteed, but he is 29.
Yeah, he'll be 30 soon. He'll be 29 turning
30. So he'll be 30. So he'll hit free agency again while he's still
in a
relatively prime of his career. So he's setting himself up to get paid again and betting on himself. And also within that construct, maybe setting a precedent for free agents after him to get fully guaranteed contracts and to sign shorter term deals.
Is there pressure on Kirk Cousins going to the Minnesota Vikings knowing they were so close to getting to the Super Bowl and he's supposed to be that missing chip to get him over the hump?
Absolutely. Look, you don't sign a guy 3 years, $84 million, all of it guaranteed, to a team that made it to the NFC Championship game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And came up short against the eventual world champions, mm-hmm. right? So the expectation for him will be from the fan base and from the organization is, you're more than just a missing piece to put us over the top. Mm-hmm. You're going to be the reason. You're going to be the catalyst for us winning a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So he has even more pressure on him because it's coming. He's, even though he has, you know, the pieces around him,
yeah.
He's had something that he quite frankly hasn't had in Washington, which is a consistent run game, a dedication to the run game,
mm-hmm.
a great defense, and skill guys at the skill position
mm-hmm.
that can only enhance his abilities. Like he had 2 years with Deshaun Jackson and mm-hmm. Pierre and Crowder and Jordan Reed.
Yeah, obviously there's pressure because, you know, look at the guys he'll be other than the Chicago Bears, right? Look at the quarterbacks he'll be lined up against. He'll be lined up against
Matt Stafford and
A-Rod.
And Aaron Rodgers.
So there'll be games where, you know, there'll be pressure on him to produce.
But you know what? It's a good signing for him. I'm not going to say that he was a bad weather quarterback, but when you get to play
in a dome,
a dome for 8 of your home games and then 1 on the road in Detroit.
It's beneficial.
So you have 9 games in a dome.
And in Detroit, you're talking about, and Green Bay, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, not
Chicago.
Green Bay. Well, no. Yeah. The one road game in Detroit, yeah.
Yeah, one road game in Detroit. And Green Bay.
So, no, Green Bay doesn't have a dome.
No, you're talking about, I'm sorry, Ari Wells is outside. Yeah.
So 9 of your 16 games are going to be played
in
a dome every year.
It's better than playing the NFC East where you're playing outside throughout, other than Jerry's World, right?
Yeah, then playing, you know, playing in a giant stadium mm-hmm. with the wind the way it blows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let's go to the Redskins defensive free agent targets. Just got a report that Green Bay Packers have signed Muhammad Wilkerson. So the Redskins lost out on Muhammad Wilkerson. They had a meeting with Muhammad Wilkerson on Monday. So they lost out on the D tackle. So look at some of the guys out there defensively that's on the market. Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, who I believe they met with today or tomorrow.
You should take a hard pass on him.
Yeah, right. And then you got a Dominic Sue. Who,
you know,
I think, like, this is my thing. Redskins fans are so into what happened with Haynesworth that they think a Dominic Sue is Albert Haynesworth. There are two different players. But go ahead. Say what you want to say.
I think for some fans, it would bring a feeling of nostalgia if you signed Ndamukong Suh from the standpoint of you're going after that big, pricey free agent, and who some people will say has traits that are similar to Albert Haynesworth, a guy who came, who some people believe came here and just took the money and didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm. But some, if you listen to the coaches who coached this guy, he's always been a guy that has dominated at the highest level and has played hard. I think in Miami, the change of culture kind of, for what I've heard, that kind of hurt him in terms of, you know, wanting to play, his drive to play. But in terms of, if you were looking at what we saw at Albert Haynesworth, they're two different players.
Well, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're the media, so you may know this.
You're the media. Go ahead, continue.
Does Washington intend to play a 4-3 defense, or do they intend to stick with a
3-4 defense? At this point in time, all reports are they're going to stay with the 3-4. I haven't heard anything about any change.
Okay, so what do you think in a 3-4 front that you would be able to capitalize on Ndamukong Suh's talents?
I think when you have a young Jonathan Allen, a guy who's showing promise, and this is gonna make it much easier on him. You got an Ioannidis who played very well for the Washington Redskins. You know, to me, 3-4 in a 3-4 the defensive ends. It makes the life easier having a Ndamukong Suh. It just makes it easy. And Ndamukong Suh will flourish under it. And he won't, in my opinion, he won't have to play. You know, he'll get a lot of rest in terms of rotation. You can do so much with that, with those three guys, and even some of the backups. If you have Ndamukong Suh, so that's my thing. If you have Suh, you can do a lot with that front. And again, that takes a lot of pressure off of Preston Smith. That takes a lot of pressure off of Ryan Kerrigan. Even your weak inside linebacker Mason Foster, you don't even have a second starting inside linebacker because Zach Brown may not return.
What about Sheldon Richardson?
In Seattle?
Mm-hmm.
If he's on the market, that's fine.
Yeah.
If he's, I mean, that's a guy I would take. I would draft. Again, you heard we talked about some of the players in the draft. If I can get one of those guys too, I'll take that. But I'm just saying, if I can get Suh, that allows me to draft other players. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can now draft, if they fall to me, a Roquan Smith. Maybe I can be more aggressive to get a Roquan Smith. Or maybe I can be aggressive to get a Tremaine Edmonds if I get Suh. I can be more aggressive to get other players. Another guy that's on the market that the Redskins should really think about getting is the Honey Badger.
I mean, that's if he hits the market.
Yeah, he's supposed to hit the market, but they haven't officially released him yet, right?
I do not believe so.
Yeah, so that's a guy that could be on the market. But again, there's so many players at the Redskins. There are guys that fit the team, and I think that they should really go after. But anyway, we're going right back to our NCAA talk after the break. You listen to Urban Sports Scene.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
You want to go to the national championship? It starts today.
The ball is cheap. There you are. You're running for your life. You're a shooting star. In all the years, no one knows just how hard you work. But now it's your
We are back. It's the Urban Sports Scene. Wally, Will. Of course, you know Ray is not here. As usual, if you're a listener or a fan of the show, you know this. All right, now we're going to get back into our NCAA bracket. Okay, in the South, in the second round, we have Virginia versus Kansas State.
Okay. You all right? You want to go with that one? Yeah, we got Virginia versus Kansas State. First round. It's my pick. Is it my pick?
Yes,
your pick. All right. I got Virginia. Virginia, this one. I think Virginia's a stronger team. Still, again, the team that doesn't score a lot, but still, defensively, they're just too strong. In the South, second round, Kentucky, Arizona. This is the game.
Oh, give me Kentucky. I do not trust Sean Miller.
Oh, my God. You're ruining my... Sorry, go ahead.
I don't trust Sean Miller. I just don't.
Because he's a cheater?
No, it's just that.
I think if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
No, it's just that he's had very talented teams in the past. And I always tell you, if you pick Arizona to make it to the Final Four, you will be frustrated.
Like, you ain't cheating. You ain't trying, bro. You got to cheat.
All right, let's finish out this Miami, South bracket.
Miami, Tennessee.
Miami.
My man will cheat Miami. Wait. No, you know, it's my pick, actually. You pick Kentucky. So okay, my pick. Yeah. Miami. That's my pick anyway. Texas versus Cincinnati.
Go ahead. You make a pick.
No, it's your pick. That's my pick.
I'm going to go with Texas.
Texas. Xavier versus Mississippi. I'm going Xavier.
Is this a different region?
I'm sorry. This is
let's finish out the South bracket.
That, well, we done the South. South is done.
I was going to say let's pick it all the way out to the.
Oh, out the West too?
No, I was going to say.
Oh, all the way. Got you. My bad. Smart man. Virginia, Kentucky.
Virginia.
All right. Ooh. All right. Miami, Texas. I am going with Miami. That Miami? Yeah, I'll go Miami. All right. Virginia, Miami.
Virginia.
All right, Virginia.
Virginia is the Urban Sports Scene's first selection for the Final Four.
Yeah, South bracket.
South out of the South bracket.
Virginia. So we got local. That's crazy. So
well, it's not really
have you did your bracket? Not really local. Have you did your bracket before? Yeah.
That was another question I was going to ask you while we just having conversation making picks.
Yeah, sure.
How many pools are you in?
I'm in paying pools. One paying pool.
One paying pool.
Isn't you know the one pool I run. The one I run. And I'm in another pool amongst my coworkers. We're just doing like a friendly pool, where the losers have to both chip in for lunch for the winner.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How about yourself?
No, I'm in no pools. I just wanted I just wanted to go. I want to experience.
Like the commoners? Like the commoners?
Nah, I just want to, not commoners. It's okay, I just want to experience watching. Watch the NCAA tournament with no pressure, not really caring about, you know, not really being in angst like, damn it, or screaming at the TV because, you know, that I'm in a pool and
there's
money involved.
That's always stressful. You're right. That's stressful.
Whether people acknowledge it or no, it adds a bit of stress. I just want to watch the NCAA tournament
And you can put that's from $5 on, man. You're gonna always
absolutely
feel a little,
because
feel
that competitive nature, you want to win.
That's true. That is super. That is so true. In the West region, second round, Xavier, Mississippi. Was it Mississippi? I'm sorry, Missouri. Sorry, Xavier, Missouri. Excuse me.
This whole Michael Porter Jr. thing, we don't know how he's going to. But I'm going to go with Xavier.
Xavier. Was it my pick or your pick? I can't remember.
My bad. It's your pick. Right. Go ahead.
I was going with Xavier because you know why? Because I have a kid who plays for Xavier. Najee plays for Xavier, and he's actually like a six man. Going to be big. I believe Najee was in the running for rookie of the year.
You have a kid. So are you saying that?
I'm biased.
No, I was going to say a kid that you coached, or do you have a kid?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you might want to clear that
up. Right, you're right. I want to say that I have illegitimate children out there in the world. it's a kid that I wouldn't say I coached. I used to just always hang around when we were coaching back in the day. Actually, he may have been around when you were coaching.
What helped propel to the perfect season?
Greenbelt. It was with our Greenbelt. It was our which team? It was in the youth center. He used to be there with his mom, and he used to hang around. But yeah, now he plays with Xavier, and he was, I believe he was, he should be on the All Big East freshman team.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what's up?
Ohio State, Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
Second round, Gonzaga. Well, he has Gonzaga. All right. Houston, Michigan. I'm going Michigan.
Great pick.
All right, Providence, Carolina.
Carolina.
All right, NC. All right, here you go. Xavier, Gonzaga. I'm going with Xavier.
Okay.
Will T. Michigan versus UNC.
That's going to be a very highly viewed game.
It is.
I'm going to go with Michigan to pull up.
Ooh.
The upset over the defending champs.
And Xavier versus Michigan. I'm going with Xavier. Overall, 1C winning the West. So in the Urban Sports Team bracket, we have Xavier winning the West.
All right, so on one side, we have Virginia versus Xavier.
Yes.
In the Final Four.
So let's speed through the East bracket, and we'll go to break on the Midwest.
Okay.
Is that cool? All right. Nova, or maybe we can finish it out. Nova versus Alabama. This is your pick. Second round Nova. In the East
Nova.
Bracket. Nova?
Nova.
All right. Nova. All right. West Virginia, Wichita State. I'm going Wichita State, I guess. And this would this be the upset? No, it wouldn't. Wichita State is favorite within seeding. So I got Wichita State moving on to play Nova. Florida versus Texas Tech.
Florida.
Florida in the second round beating Texas Tech. Butler versus Purdue. Purdue being the second overall seed. I'm going Purdue in the Eastern bracket. Purdue. So we'll go with Nova versus Wichita State. This would be the elite. This would be the
elite eight.
Yeah, not elite eight. Excuse me. Sweet sixteen. Excuse me.
I'm gonna go with.
it's
I'm
a tough
going
one.
Wichita State.
Woo! That's what I'm talking about. Well coached game though. This would be a well coached game. Wichita State, Florida versus Purdue. I am going with Purdue. In the Elite Eight, Wichita State, Purdue, Wilty, who do you got? You make the pick.
Wichita State.
Okay, Wichita State. All right. Actually, we could go to break now. We can't go to break. Break is up. So when we come back from break, we'll wrap up our bracket, and also we'll go hard in the paint. You listen to Urban Sports Line.
For ages.
You did.
Deuces.
And there you are. You're running for your life. You're a shooting star. In all the years, no one knows just how hard you worked. But now it's yours. And the world is gone in the blinking of an eye. That moment's gone.
I love this kid, man. Love
him.
You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene. Myself, Wally, Will T. You've been listening to One Shining Moment, one of the best songs ever created any sporting. I'm going to say sporting, pre, post, whatever. Productions, One Shining Moment. It's all about One Shining Moment.
I mean, I think that's probably the only song that's, you know, like a tradition, a song
yeah.
that's attached to a sporting event.
Real talk. You know what I mean? Like the Masters has that corny song, a corny beat. The Masters, like that great voice. You're listening
before
to
we
the
end
Masters.
The show.
Tiger?
No. Talk about rest Tiger? In peace, Craig Mack.
Yeah. Great one hit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, rest in peace. You're right, though.
Rest in peace,
yeah,
Craig Mack.
All respect, man. Real people say real things. Real,
yeah.
Real things, man. Great, Mac. Anyways, like I said, we got to finish up this bracket with the Midwest right now. The Midwest region. Second round, Kansas versus NC State.
All right, before we start that, one question. Alcoholic beverage you're watching the game with. What are you, a beer guy?
Yeah, come on,
a
man.
Shot guy?
You know what? Mixed drink guy? You already know. You know what it
Listen,
is.
Listen, I just want the people to know.
Nowadays, I do like... A shot.
A shot?
1738. That's my
shot. Shot 1738.
You know what I mean? But if I, you know, mix, if I wanted. Nah, I'm trying to say with some sugar. But if, you know me, Darth Vader. If I'm at Jazz with Darth Vader, you know. Or
there you go again, giving out free publicity.
Hey, man,
so
it is what it is. You got to talk about real life stuff, man. It is what it is. You told me to be real, son. I'm being real. I'm being real. You know what I mean? But if I had to drink something else, it'd be like a bone crusher.
Okay.
And we can get that. You can get that anywhere.
Yeah.
All right, but Kansas versus NC State.
Kansas.
We'll see Kansas. Let's see. Clemson, Charleston. I am going to go with Clemson. TCU, Michigan State.
Michigan State.
So I'm talking about Wilson. Now we're on the same. See, dark skin folks, man, sticking together right now. Oklahoma, Duke. This is it, man. This is the matchup. Traditionally, Duke doesn't do well versus guards. This is my pick. Oh, it is my pick. Shoot, I'm going with Duke. It's clearly way more talented than Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State came this thing limping. Kansas versus Clemson.
Kansas.
Kansas.
No.
Ooh. Really?
No, I'm going to go Kansas.
All right, Kansas is going into the Elite Eight. All right, Midwest. Michigan State, Duke. I'm going with, what is a tough one? I'm going Michigan State. Actually, no, I know what I was doing. Michigan State. All right. Kansas versus Michigan State. Michigan State?
Michigan State.
My man, that's what I'm talking about. Michigan State.
So on the other side, East versus Midwest, we have Wichita State versus Michigan State competing in the Final Four.
Exactly. You have Virginia, Xavier.
So we have a Final Four of Virginia, Xavier, Wichita State, and Michigan State.
Yeah, and anybody listening, tweet us if you disagree or tell us your Final Four. Let us know.
Yeah.
It is what it is. All right. Tweet us at Urban Sports Scene. Hit us up on our Facebook page. All right. I'll let you start this one. All right. Virginia, Xavier. Who goes on to the championship?
Virginia.
All right. We'll see. Virginia. All right. Wichita State, Michigan State. I've got Michigan State. And I'll let you finish off the last pick.
Oh. The guy who I picked to go hard in the paint is going to be the guy who leads Michigan. It's going to lead his team to the, and I just let it out, Michigan State.
Yeah, Michigan State. So and there you have it. Urban Sports Scene's March Madness bracket, NCAA tournament bracket, Michigan State wins it all. And you will have this. We will take this picture, tweet this out, put it on our Facebook page so you'll see the bracket. And it's nasty handwriting skills, but still, you get the gist of it.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? You get the gist of it. But Will T, you mentioned it. Yeah, Will T mentioned it. It's about time to go hard in the paint. So I'm going to let Will T start it because he did talk about his dude, the dude he picked. So Will T, music cued on. Go ahead, bro.
I am going with Miles Bridges from Michigan State. I think he is going to not single-handedly lead Michigan State, but he's going to be the catalyst to leading this team to the national championship, and people will remember why they fell in love with him last year.
Yeah, I like him. I like Miles Bridges. It was actually a guy I was thinking about. He's a guy that came back for his second year. Guy who's talented, to me still a lottery pick, even though he came back. So I like that pick. I like Miles Bridges as going hard in the paint. Like that pick, Will. I'm gonna go with an obvious guy. It's a guy that actually I do love his game, and that's DeAndre Ayton. Probably the best big in college basketball. I think he's the best player in college basketball. He will be the number. He should be the number one pick overall. He's a guy that averaged 20 points. I believe he was the Pac-12 Player of the Year. He's a guy that just has it all. He has all the ability to be like. He has all the ability to carry a team during the tournament.
But you know what he doesn't have?
What does he have?
Good coaching.
I knew. Well, I'm talking about his individual play. I think he will have a run. A guy who he'll get you a double-double. He can block shots. He can do it all.
But his coach is going to F it up for him.
He could. You know what he looks like to me?
Who?
Looks like a guy who just lied on his birth certificate. Like he could be African.
He could be 24 years old playing college basketball.
Like as an African, he looks like he's a lying ass African. Like he could be the dude that said, you know what? I am really 17, but in all honesty, I am 25. I'm serious. Like he could really be. When you look at him, don't he look like a grown ass man?
He does look like a grown man.
Like LeBron when LeBron was like in high school.
He has a lot of that Greg Oden, LeBron James facial feature type thing going on.
But we're all joking around. But dude, nasty. Dude can ball.
Yeah, he's probably the most dominant big in college basketball since Anthony Davis.
Agreed. And you mentioned him earlier, the kid from Missouri, Michael Porter. I'm excited to see him play.
Me too. Look, I'm not going to sit here like Ray is a guy that's really into like high school basketball, so he knows a lot of the incoming freshmen. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and say I've watched Michael Porter Jr. play in high school basketball and know a lot about him. I'm interested to see him play because a lot of people have said that he's going to be one of the top picks in this And, you know, in an NCAA tournament can only enhance his draft status. So I'm interested to see his game and how they – and that Missouri team was a team that a lot of people didn't predict to go far, but they did some good things during the regular season.
Yeah, got in the – basically got in the tournament. Again, what doesn't hurt to have a guy like Michael Porter to help, you know, tell the NCAA, you need me to have ratings.
No, yeah. Seriously, that's very true. Very true.
It doesn't hurt when you have a guy like that, you know, because we weren't – you. A couple of years ago when Ben Simmons was a freshman, we get the opportunity to have him in the tournament because his team was just that bad.
Yeah, but the NCAA tournament, the NCAA selection committee, they knew what they were doing when they put Oklahoma in because Oklahoma was like 2-8 in their last 10 games.
Oh, Oklahoma and State should have made it over Oklahoma.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Syracuse.
That's a fact.
Shouldn't even be get to this playing game.
But, yeah, but Syracuse is a big name with a great coach.
Yeah,
agreed. And the best thing that can happen for CBS, TNT, TBS is if you get Duke versus Oklahoma.
Oh, my
you
God.
Get Trae Young.
We didn't talk about that enough, but the chance, the ratings they would get if that happened.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
You would get the guy who a lot of people consider is kind of that. Transcended, because you think about it, the way that Steph Curry plays, he's probably like the first kind of disciple or guy who embodies a lot of the qualities that Steph Curry plays with, shooting from deep, passing with both hands, very good ball handling skills, creating off the dribble. So it'll be interesting to see if Oklahoma and Duke,
if he can pass Rhode Island, that'll be hard. See, I wouldn't be surprised really if Rhode Island gets sussed in calls, because I think Rhode Island's a better team than Oklahoma. But I'm going off of the.
I'm not
going
to lie to you and say that I know a lot because I haven't watched.
Like, I'll tell you, Rhode Island's
better than
Oklahoma.
I watched this college basketball season. Oh. I've watched Georgetown. I've watched North Carolina. Mm-hmm. I've watched Duke and.
Duke is nasty talented. Like, their talent.
Yeah, towards the beginning of the season, I watched a lot of Michigan State.
Yeah,
but
Michigan State talented, too.
I haven't watched a lot of college basketball season, which also is part of the reason why I wasn't going to enter a pool this year.
Well, no, I understand that. You want to be educated enough. You don't want to just do your own research. That's not good enough. You want to watch and get a feel for it.
Absolutely.
No, I agree.
Because there's so many people who by noon tomorrow will just be going off of what Jay Williams, Jay Billis, and the rest of the –
and how many
experts.
Times are they actually right, though?
Yeah, that would be interesting for people to actually see
and do a survey on
the year.
Do a study on that. Like, how many times are they actually right? You know what I mean? So anyway, it's about time to wrap this show. You've been listening to the Urban Sports Saint for ages. You dig?
Deuces.
Hey,
Mega.
I know. Lead us out, big homie. I had a brain freeze. Mega, lead us out, big homie. We'll be right back.